this myself until I looked it up. We can be that way. I remember knowing the various songs you learn as a lost person and teenager. And then just recently, I heard what one song was about. It was a Beatles song that I knew when I was a boy. Get back to where you once belong. And then I just heard a comment on the radio. I don't listen to that music anymore. It's not what I was doing. But the comment was, you know, what was that song about? What's about an immigrant? An immigrant crossing the border. I said, that song's been around for 50, 60 years. I had no idea that that's what it was about. We can be that way with Christian hymns too, but we need to scrutinize. You see the text here up on the screen. 1 Corinthians 14:15. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. For example, I expect all here many times heard the hymn, O come, Emmanuel. Without looking it up, what requests are made in that hymn? Anybody have an idea? What's the one? Excuse me? Ransom captive Israel. Right. Alex? Come Emmanuel. And Emmanuel means God with us. Right. So it's calling for the Lord to come here to earth and to free ransom Israel. Here are the requests. Ransom us who mourn in exile. Free us from Satan's tyranny. Save us from defeat at the grave. Did you know you're asking for all this when you sang this hymn? Cheer our spirits by your presence. Open the way to heaven. Close the path to misery. Let's turn to 102. Jenny's going to work with us here. We'll kind of sing these as we go through. Here we go. 102.
Thank you.
Who is he in yonder stall? This hymn lists 6 actions that help define this child. What are they? It's the man who's adored by shepherds. Next, we see him weeping at a grave, praying intensely at midnight, interceding for his executioners, rising from the dead, and ruling the world. That's what we sing. In fact, let's go to that, 122. Who is he? You're looking at him as a baby in the stall, and you get a sweep of what happens in his life. Let's sing 122. Next question. I think you probably know, more of you know the answer to this one. We three kings of Orient are. What three gifts are brought, and what do those three gifts represent? We all know it's gold, frankincense, and myrrh. What's the gold represent? As his office as king. He came fulfilling 3 offices. The gold represents his office as king. Frankincense represents his office as priest. I believe it's priest. Offerings. And prophet, priest, and a prophet. For gold, frankincense, and myrrh, that's the office of prophet. Myrrh was used to treat the body upon burial, so it's associated with him as prophet, put to death. That's what Israel did with their prophets. So here we not recognize Christ's three offices: gold, recognizing him as king; incense as priest; myrrh as prophet. Let's go ahead and sing that first part. Born a king. Let's see, what number is that? I'm sorry, I'm looking up in my head. Oh, there it is, 124. Okay. Okay. We three kings are born. Number four, thou didst leave thy throne. This hymn acknowledges that the Lord left great privilege to come to earth and paid a huge price at birth, through life, and in death. In response to that, what request is made? We've all sung this hymn, right? Come to my heart, Lord Jesus. There's room in my heart for thee. Good. Anything else? Well, what's the number for that one? 103, okay. Let's sing it. Thank you. there are four verses of the contempt and hardship that he faced, each one of them recognizing the price he paid and wanting to have the right response to him seen in us. You, Lord Jesus, left such privilege and glory to come to earth. You paid such a huge price at birth, through life, in death, that all you sought to accomplish in me be accomplished in me. There's room in my heart for you. May there be room at your side for me. Isn't that a sweet prayer? That's what we've been singing. Joy to the world. People should rejoice because the Lord has come. List four consequences of his coming. That's what this hymn is about. Four consequences of Jesus coming. Joy to the world. Why? Because this, and this were accomplished. What are they?
The Savior reigns.
Right. That's one of them. Well, let's turn to 104 and we'll find the rest. Why joy to the world? Because the Lord has come. Therefore, all creation is delivered. That's the first thing you sing. Romans chapter 8, where we read that the creation, all creation groans because it's been subjected to the corruption caused by Adam. And we look for the day when all creation is liberated from its bondage to sin that it has now. So the fields, floods, rocks, hills, and plains will all be delivered from the consequences of the curse. Then sins, sorrows, and thorns are vanquished. It's looking ahead to the millennial period where lion and lamb and snake and little child will all play together. All sin, sorrow, and thorns are vanquished. Thirdly, blessings will flow as far as the curse is found. As the waters cover the sea, so the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. As far as the curse was found before, now blessings. And nations will declare the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love. That's what we sing. Let's sing that. 104.
Thank you.
wondering if you all can guess number 6. What simple Christmas hymn pleads for the continued loving nearness of God? David? That's it. Very good. Let's turn to 111. It's a simple children's hymn, but it has a profound request. The continued loving nearness of God. That's what we're praying for when we sing Away in the Manger. What's the number? I have it wrong. I have 111. Oh, that's what it is. 121. I'll correct that. 121. Excuse me?
Be near me, Lord Jesus. I ask thee to stay.
That's the third verse, right?
I think so.
Maybe I was looking at the other hymnal when I wrote this down. Maybe we got a gray hymnal. Am I right? That's where I got the 111. Must sing the third verse. Gray. What Christmas hymn prays for your peace and happiness? David? Very well done. The rest is the peace, and the Mary is happiness. You notice a comma there between Mary and gentleman. So to have joy, at the same time, great peace within. That's what this hymn is about. Is that found in the old hymnal, right? 113? Yeah. Let's sing one verse. 113 in the old hymnal.
God resting Mary, gentle.
Christmas hymn, do you sing the following words? Let's read them together. You all know this hymn. And ye beneath life's crushing load, whose forms are bending low, who toil along the climbing way with painful steps and slow, look now, for glad and golden hours come swiftly on the wing. O rest beside the weary road, and hear the angels sing. There you go, number 109. Let's just sing that one verse. Angels from the realms of glory. Let's see how well you remember the words without looking in the hymnal. Sages, leave your contemplations, brighter visions beam afar. Seek the great of nations. Ye have seen his natal star. Come and worship Christ, the newborn King. That's what this hymn, you sing this hymn, you're calling to worship. Let's sing that verse. Father's love begotten. I think we sang that this morning, didn't we?
Yes.
Of the Father's love begotten, ere the worlds began to be, he is Alpha and Omega. He the source, the ending. Let's turn to that, and I think we should stand and sing that complete final hymn. It is a rich Christmas hymn. 108, we'll sing all four verses.
Of the Father's love begotten, ere the worlds began to be, he is Alpha.
Of the things that are in heaven. thank you, Father, for the gift of music. We do want to sing in spirit. We want our close attention to the message of the hymns. We want to be drawn into more love for Thee. We want to have more appreciation for the many sides of our Lord, the wondrous things which He has done. So we want to sing with the spirit, but we want to sing with the understanding also. Give us an attentiveness to the words and to the doctrine, for they are rich and they are biblical and they are encouraging and they are enlightening and they are a source of testimony. Now God bless us, please, as we go on our way. We ask in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. God bless you. We are dismissed.